Hello, everyone. Welcome to another episode of OEM TV. My name is Kevin Remde, and I'm a technical evangelist for Microsoft, and I'm your host for today's OEM TV discussion. Now, education, of course, is an area that we can take great advantage of, or that can take great advantage of in terms of computing technology, improving our effectiveness of teachers, improving school programs, and students have so many great options for interacting with their teachers and their peers today. I'm almost jealous thinking about the cool things that I wish I had available when I was going to school, because, of course, back then, we were carrying our abacus and our slide rule 5 miles of school, home again, always driving blizzard and uphill both ways. Anyway, kids today. But I love it when hardware and software vendors are all devoting resources to educators and to the educational market for that very reason. Now, today on OEMTV, we're really fortunate to have some great information coming to you today from some great solutions by HP and by Microsoft. You know, perhaps you've heard of them. HP, of course, well-known for the great hardware and solutions, both in the enterprise and consumer spaces. And Microsoft, of course, a proud partner now with HP and some exciting programs for education, among other things. Now, today we're going to discuss what HP is doing for education with new devices and what HP and Microsoft together are partnering on in that area. Now, to do that, we have with us Gus Schmenden of HP and Lydia Smyers of Microsoft. Gus, Lydia, thank you so much for speaking with us today.
Welcome to be here. Please be here.
All right. Now, before we kick off the discussion, why don't we just briefly introduce ourselves. What do you do for HP? What do you do for Microsoft? Lydia, I'm going to let you start.
Excellent. Thanks, Kevin. Listen, I'm the General Manager for Mobility and Windows Devices for Education for the whole United States. At Microsoft, really accelerating the adoption of technology in the classroom to assure students can really reap the benefit, it's our mission. We are empowering every person on the planet to achieve more, and that means in education, we're empowering every student on the planet to achieve more. You know, there's been tons of change in ed tech recently, and my team at Microsoft is responsible for helping to drive that change through the use of Microsoft solutions across all of our customers.
Fantastic. Terrific. And Gus?
I'm Gus Schmedlin, Vice President for Education at HP. And I'm based on an airplane traveling to schools and channel partners all over the world. But our education practice is based in Palo Alto at HP headquarters.
Okay. All right. So it's no mistake that we're talking to we're not just talking to HP alone here. We might ordinarily be talking just to an OEM when we're doing these interviews about all the great hardware that OEMs like HP are making. But we have some cooperation here, great cooperation here between Microsoft and HP that we want to discuss. So why don't you guys tell us a little bit about that? Lydia, I'm going to let you start.
Sure, Kevin. I mean, you're exactly right. Listen, Microsoft, we were founded on the principle that people can do amazing things when technology is in reach. You know, and as devices and technology become more accessible and the capabilities grow, we completely unlock the potential for all students to learn. Now, the strategic partnership between HP and Microsoft called Reinvent the Classroom really brings this mission to life, and it completely showcases the impact that technology can have. Because core to our mission is creating immersive and like super inclusive learning experiences that assure everyone can become a lifelong learner. And for students, these experiences, they really stimulate the development of these essential learning traits like communication and collaboration, critical thinking, and creativity. And so fundamentally, Kevin, we're empowering educators to create environments in and out of the classroom that nurture student passions. So when Microsoft and HP partnered together for Reinvent the Classrooms, one of the key elements of this program was to bring learning studios featuring both of our solutions to schools across the country. So we could showcase this solution, showcase the features of Office 365, OneNote, and Sprout in the classroom, and more.
That's great.
And just to pile onto that, Kevin, I mean, everybody at HP, from Dion and across all of the various organizations around the world, everybody's super excited to be launching the Reinvent the Classroom program with Microsoft. As Lydia said, it's a worldwide effort to identify real-world authentic innovations for teaching, learning, and assessment, and provide tools to help schools get the most out of EdTech by focusing on learning, not just access to the web. And at HP, we believe that we need to help schools unstandardize learning so that teachers are empowered to differentiate instruction and truly personalize learning. Reinvent the Classroom is a program designed specifically for that. It has three main parts. One is an enhanced solution portfolio with really cool new devices and software and cloud tools featuring Windows 10 and Office 365. The second part is exactly what Lydia said on the HP plus Microsoft Learning Studios. It's live research at over 60 schools around the world, supported by an incredible nonprofit, Digital Promise Global. And finally, it's getting the word out to education customers and channel partners that differentiated instruction and personalized learning, the era of outcomes is here. And we're doing this and communicating this through breakthrough comms and enablement.
Excellent. Thank you. Unstandardized learning. I like that. Really giving the empowerment back to teachers and some great resources. Well, let's do pause, though, for a second and talk about hardware. I know, I've had several HP laptops and devices over the years. And, of course, when you're looking to serve such an area as education, there's devices and, of course, there's so much more. But what does HP have to offer in the education space with regard to devices?
Well, recognizing the unique use cases required by teachers and new pedagogies like blended learning and project-based learning, and the fact that devices are now often in the hands of tweens in middle school who may not be the most gentle users, we created the HP Education Editions. We like to say that they're built for schools and designed for learning. Each Education Edition has to meet four stringent criteria. One, they have to be more rugged, both in build and materials. Two, they have to have premium 2x2 wireless for learning in the cloud. Three, they have to have all-day battery life, which means more than 8-plus hours. And then finally, they have to have tools for teaching and learning, of course. So for 2016, we've completely refreshed the Education Edition portfolio to include more choices for schools. We have a clamshell, the HP ProBook 11 Education Edition, that has an astonishing up to 18 hours of battery life. It's also built with co-molded industrial rubber. The thing is super tough. Wow. We have a tablet, which is the HP Pro Tablet 10 Education Edition, which features a tethered garage stylus. And my personal favorite, the HP 310 X360 Education Edition. It's blended learning incarnate. Now students can choose exactly how they want to interact with and create content with four use modes on a mil-spec 810G tested and passed, by the way, convertible form factor. We also have two awesome non-Education Edition cloud-based or cloud-first hardware that schools love. One is the 2-in-1, the HP X2 210 detachable that combines the best of tablet Stream Pro for education. It's a sleek, lightweight notebook that's perfect. It's a perfect companion to cloud-based tools like Office 365. And then finally, in January, we unveiled a truly transformative platform, HP Sprout Pro. The Sprout platform is a blended reality platform which combines the physical and the digital, offering new ways to reinvent learning, reinvent collaboration, and reinvent collaborative creativity. The HP Sprout platform creates the home base for all the learning studios that we're just talking about for Reinvent the Classroom, and we're really looking forward to seeing how these global sites harness the new platform. Sprout combines essential classroom ingredients, a document camera, a scanner, a Windows 10 touch PC, and a connection to a large format display or projector. Whether reinventing instruction through live demos or broadcast or classroom orchestration, or reinventing creativity, engagement, and collaboration for the maker movement and for students to remix and blend reality, Sprout is amazing.
It really is amazing. I took a look at that on your website, and I just thought, what the heck is this thing? It's got all these pieces that just look like they could do everything for you. The cameras and the scanners and that whole configuration is really interesting. And we'll make sure that we leave everybody with some good resources and links to where they can find more information about that, as well as the other devices you just mentioned. So thanks
and
for that.
And Kevin, if I could pile on to that too. I mean, absolutely. What's amazing about this product lineup is that also HP is real-time getting feedback from customers through this Reinvent the Classroom initiative and assuring that they're pulling all that customer and teacher and student feedback right back into the innovation roadmap. Microsoft has actually been partnering very closely in the deep engineering side to assure that we're delivering all of these fully featured solutions together, and together we're driving joint innovation into the roadmap. So it's an exciting piece, and I've seen these devices, touched them, felt the ruggedization, and it's good stuff.
Awesome. Great. Now, of course, I'm a Microsoft person. Lydia, you're a Microsoft person. And so we do want to talk a little bit about our operating system. I just want to know if there's anything special about how this hardware works, this new hardware that you have, and maybe in particular Sprout, with regard to Windows 10 and some of the features that it kind of brings to light. Things like fingerprint or facial recognition, anything enabling Windows Hello capabilities, for example?
Well, it's the part that I mentioned earlier, the fourth element of Education Editions are they must include tools for teaching and learning. So we call our education suite HP School Pack 2.0. It's a Windows 10 exclusive. It's built for Windows 10 and includes classroom orchestration with HP Classroom Manager, mobile device management, which is new for 2016 with HP Touchpoint Manager, and a new platform called HP Adaptive Learning. It's, let's call it, LRM, or learning relationship management, which allows teachers to sequence content and creates a social network for students so that they can discuss key facts, but also increase the homework workflow and the grading workflow for teachers. So what's also great is that HP School Pack is at zero additional cost on the education editions. It's about $140 retail value that just comes standard preloaded. It also includes single sign-on that's Azure Active Directory compliant, so we absolutely love it. The other thing is that the Sprout platform was developed specifically for Windows, a Windows environment, so everything that comes on Sprout and Sprout Pro is 100% Windows 10 and takes advantage of all of the Windows as a service platform, including some upcoming Redstone features. So we're really, really excited about it. And we especially want to thank two people, Terry at Fishtree and Andre at Corinth, who are providing these truly innovative EdTech startup features with a ultra-reliable, ultra-flexible HP and Windows platform. It's an amazing combo.
Wow. Wow. Great. Anything else to add, Lydia?
I just would add on that what we're really seeing is schools are reaping the benefit in Windows 10. There are lots and lots of different ways, all the ways that Gus sort of outlined. But in addition, with student data privacy and security being so paramount in our districts, all of the rich security features that are in Windows 10 are really, people are really beginning to listen to and sort of really perk their ears up to. And the identity security with Hello and Passport and Credential Guard, but also the data security with VPN and BitLocker, and then fundamentally the device security, of course, with Device Guard and such. You know, we're finding schools, this is really making a big difference, and we're seeing schools accelerate their deployment of Windows 10 on HP because of these decisions and these factors.
Oh, that's great. Good. Good to hear. Now, there are a number of other solutions that have gained a lot of traction in more recent years. Of course, I think a lot of years ago, it was all Apple in the schools, and I think today it's more recently Chromebooks. And I guess when you're all, you know, when you're in education and you're your department in education looking at the price of the devices, and maybe you're valuing it only with regard to the cost of the hardware, not necessarily the value of your choice, it might be an easier choice to make. So what have Microsoft and HP done to help here? I mean, what do we have to offer beyond what the Chrome solutions are doing, and is anyone taking notice?
Well, listen, I'll take that one first, Kevin. Yeah. I mean, clearly, early days, Chrome had a nice price point for its early products. And the ability to just transact that without much thought, you know, and just the quick, easy price was something that school districts made a decision, some school district made a choice on. But many, many customers now are rethinking some of those decisions early. And we're seeing customers select Windows 10 for a whole host of reasons now. Because they're seeing that just a good enough solution, it's simply not good enough for our kids. Mm-hmm. And they really need a solution that's going to do several things, including, first of all, closing that digital divide. In a Microsoft solution, you can work offline or online. That means kids can work at school, but at home, on the bus, at grandma's, where internet might not be available, and still be highly productive. We're also seeing Windows 10 drive, as I mentioned before, decisions regarding device security, student data privacy, and some of those real important elements for districts where you may have noticed some schools are getting caught in the press about student data privacy violations and such. You know, with Windows, you can assure that's protected. Office and Windows, thirdly, are used in more workplaces globally than any other solutions. Schools are focused on getting their students college and career ready. Mm-hmm. And with Office and the Windows solution, they can be assured they are. And then fundamentally, Microsoft, it's a solution that's very compatible, very easy to use. We've got quick and easy connections to printers and keyboards and cameras and a whole array of devices, including things that are for schools like microscopes and more. Mm-hmm. So truly, when initially a decision might have been made to just get technology into the hands of the classroom, into the hands of the students, but not really considering the impact of that. You know, a quick and easy decision may have been to another choice. We're seeing schools now really make the decision about learning and really make the decision about how immersive the learning experience will be for these kids and looking at Windows 10 on HP for those reasons.
Excellent, excellent. Gus, do you have anything else to add, in particular with regard to the Reinvent the Classroom?
Well, I was just very, very happy to hear Lydia mention printers, which I fully support. But, you know, my comments are that the reinvent the classroom relationship is special, right? Instead of this sort of mass proliferation of devices, you know, tablets, notebooks, whatever, we're really focused together on the learning, economic, and social outcomes of education systems, right? The output, the outcomes. And we're in it together, you know, by creating products which are built for schools and designed for learning. HP and Microsoft are teaming up to deliver better experiences for students, teachers, principals, and parents, whether they're in school, on the bus, or, you know, wherever learning happens, right? This includes offering schools a choice. We know that students from K through 12 are different physiologically. They're also different for what they actually do in the classroom. We're on this continuum where we go from an era of consumption, of content consumption, up to the four C's, which Lydia mentioned earlier, including content creation. And different devices are used for different things. So being able to offer a tablet, a clamshell, a two-in-one, a convertible, a desktop, and this unbelievable new platform of Sprout, you're able to offer choice and match the right device to the right activity and the right student at the right developmental age. So that's really cool. I also think that the natural interfaces like touch and pen, Windows 10 does extremely well. And the fact that, you know, we have this unique sort of once-in-a-PC generation platform of Sprout and married to a 3D printer, unbelievable maker experience for that. I would say the final piece, though, is research. So instead of, you know, triangulating on cost, we're triangulating on outcomes. So through Reinvent the Classroom, we're partnering with over 60 institutions with a world-class research nonprofit of Digital Promise, and we're looking at schools across four continents to see what works quantitatively and qualitatively in ed tech, from rotational blended learning to 3D printing to personalization to the intelligent leveraging of OER. The Reinvent the Classroom program will directly inform our future product and solution roadmaps with Microsoft. I mean, it really is an amazing partnership. And I think, sort of in summary, the combination of these education-specific, purpose-built devices for teaching and learning, Windows 10, Office 365, and research, they're going to yield better outcomes for schools and better outcomes for people like our channel partners, right? So, you know, that kind of sums it up. So we're just super pumped up. You can tell I've A, had too much coffee, and B, maybe a little bit too excited about the program, but we're just, we think it will be groundbreaking and unbelievable.
Well, it's a great thing when we love our jobs, we love what we do, and we're passionate about the outcomes as well. So that's okay. It's all right to be excited about this. I am as well. This is all really, really great stuff, and I really appreciate you both being here for this. So before we wrap up here, let's point our viewers to some additional resources, where they can find more information from HP, where they can find more information from Microsoft with regard to what we're doing for the sake of education.
Well, for HP, it's easy. It's the HP Education Portal at hp.com/HP Education.
HP Education. Okay, good. Very good. Lydia?
And for Microsoft, the easy one is microsoft.com/education. Mm-hmm. And from there, you can be navigated anywhere. But for those of you TechNet fans, we have a Windows 10 deployment page on TechNet that you can find, aka.ms/WAC-edu-deploy.
All right, great. And if you're watching this video on the Channel 9 portal, you already see the links down below the video. So take advantage of those, because those are resources for you to follow up on as well. Lydia and Gus, thank you again so much. This has been a very meaningful, very useful conversation. I know educators around the globe are going to be excited about what you're doing together. And thank you again so much for your time today.
Thanks, Kevin.
Thank you.
All right, and we'll see you all again soon for another episode of OEM TV.